Through these two great symbols, covering practically the whole of Buddhism, the symbol of the wheel of life and the symbol of the path, the symbol of the circle, the symbol of the spiral. But the question arises, what is the connection between the two? Are they just, as it were, loose? Are they just, as it were, disconnected? What's the connection between these, the wheel and the path, or the circle and the spiral? Do they intersect at any point? Do they come together anywhere? And this is very important indeed. They do come together, they do intersect. You may remember that when we came to the fourth, the outermost circle of the wheel of life, I described the 12 links in the process of the reactive mind into which this outermost circle is divided. You remember that the seventh of those links was Vedana, or feeling, especially in the sense of pleasant feeling, and the eighth was Trishna, or craving, or thirst. Now, Vedana, or feeling, is the last link of what we call the effect process of the present life, while Trishna, the thirst or craving, is the first link of the cause process of the present life. Now, this requires perhaps a word of explanation, because it's a quite crucial point. The whole of the 12 links, the 12 nidanas, are distributed between cause process and effect process. A process of action, as it were, a process of reaction in accordance with that. So these processes, cause processes and reaction process, cause process, reaction process, this continues all along the line, as it were. So Vedana, feeling, is the last link of the effect process of the present life. That is to say, the consciousness, the initial flash of consciousness in the womb of the mother, then followed by the arising of the psychophysical organism, equipped with its six senses, then its contact and feeling. These are all effects of what has happened in the past. So Vedana, or feeling, is the last link of this effect process of the present life, arising as a result of the past, the cause process of the previous life. And Trishna, or craving, the greed that arises when we are confronted by or experience a pleasant feeling, pleasant sensation, is what we call the first link of the cause process of the present life. Because the cause process represents the reaction, the mechanical, unaware reaction, which sets up all series of effects of its own in the future. So this is the crucial point. In dependence upon the feeling, the pleasant feeling, arises the craving. So this is the point at which the wheel of life either stops or begins to make a fresh revolution. If when you are confronted by a pleasant feeling, no craving arises, then the wheel stops. But if, on the other hand, when confronted by a pleasant feeling, you develop craving for that, then the wheel, slowly but inexorably, makes another turn, another revolution. But this is also, this point, is also the point of intersection with the path. The path, as it were, arises out of here, from this point. This is very well illustrated, by the way, in our chart. If anyone is feeling a bit confused, and I am covering this ground rather rapidly, please get hold of a copy of our chart number one. The first Bodhyanga, you may remember, is Smriti, or recollection, or awareness. So if, instead of reacting to a pleasant feeling with craving, instead of that, you are just aware of the pleasant feeling, just aware, just see it, just watch it, but don't allow the craving to develop, then through that awareness you, as it were, put a brake on the wheel. You start slowing the wheel down, and eventually, of course, as you practice the subsequent Bodhyangas, you stop it. So this is the reason, or one of the reasons, why awareness or mindfulness has such a central place in the Buddhist teaching and in the Buddhist doctrine. It's awareness which is the means of transition from the reactive mind to the creative mind, from the wheel to the path, from the circle to the spiral, and ultimately from samsara to nirvana, from the conditioned to the unconditioned. If only, instead of reacting, we are aware of the stimulus, aware of our own incipient tendency to react, If we can only be aware in this way, then the whole reactive process, as symbolized by the wheel of life, can be slowed down and eventually stopped. And then we wake up, and then we are, as it were, truly alive.